Tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to the 31st Lap, episode number 222, if you can believe that, up to 222 episodes as we get ready to welcome racing back to Central New York. It's been a long, long winter waiting to get here, and it was in question quite a bit as we saw that snow, and then that led to the rain and the flooding and everything. We've already seen some tracks been affected a little bit by it. Canandaigua losing their practice session last week, and the Friday prior to that, Outlaw losing their practice session, but nonetheless, action still all full steam ahead for this weekend. Canandaigua Motorsports Park opening up Friday and Saturday. Outlaw Speedway going to be hosting their test and tune session on Friday night leading up to their big opening weekend next Thursday and Friday on the 20th and 21st of April. As you can hear some of the noise in the background, they're continuing to do work. We're going to be talking with Tyler Seary here in just a few minutes about what's been going on over there at Outlaw Speedway. They've got, again, practice tomorrow night. All that is rolling off with free grandstands. You can go watch the track do what they do best, as they welcome everybody there. All attention is going to be on that, and see how that new track surface does hold up. They've got a new grandstand, new front stretch wall put in because they've added so much clay to the surface. They had to extend that wall up a little bit higher to keep everybody safe. And then from there, the track will be dormant until they get to the opener on April 20th and April 21st. Huge show. ESS points open up down there with URC and Patriot Sprint Tour on hand to be part of that one. 3,000 to win modifieds, 50 lap sportsman, street stocks, crate lates, IMCA modifieds, four cylinders, and 600 sprint cars in that two race weekend. Season opener for Canandaigua Motorsports Park is waiting just around the corner. That's going to be a 2-day show. Friday night, coming up tomorrow on Good Friday, 7 o'clock start, 360 wingless sprints running along with the 305 sprint, sportsman, and modified hot laps. And then Saturday at 6 o'clock, the Big Block Modified is going for 3,000 to win, 50 laps the distance there. Grit Series Sportsman, 40 laps, street stocks, and new Legend Sportsman also going to be on the card over there at that one at Canandaigua Motorsports Park. Again, waiting for the high sign from Tyler to let us know that he's pretty much ready to go. All right, perfect. And he had to move an excavator. We'll talk a little bit more about what's upcoming. Again, Tyler Seary joining us here on the hotline. Lots of activity going on down there at a dry and race-ready facility at Outlaw Speedway down there in Dundee. How's everything looking down there, Tyler?
Yeah, it's looking awesome. Everything's nice and dry, and the track looks awesome. We're putting water to it right now as we speak, and things are looking great. We got our new front stretch wall finished up today. And we got our cover of grandstands. We painted all that up last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Gave it a fresh paint job, and things are looking really good here.
How long has this off season been for you? With all the improvements and changes that you've done to the facility, you got to be chomping at the bit to put cars on that track.
Yeah, we're excited. We can't wait. You know, it's it takes a lot to do this. You know, it's a lot of work and a lot of time and effort, and money, obviously. But you know, it's rewarding when you get to see, you know, the finished product, and, you know, and it's exciting when everybody brings their cars and fans come, so we're anxious, and we can't wait to get going.
At this point, has there been anything on the track other than just pack and track maintenance vehicles? Has there been any cars that have been able to turn laps on the track to get a feel for what the new clay is going to do?
No, we haven't put anything on the track. You know, we had that real nice weather back when, about a month or two ago, and I was like, man, we're going to be able to get a car on the track now and check it out. But, you know, then we had that rain and snow and all that stuff, so we stayed right off it. And, no, we haven't had any cars at all on that thing, and just the water trucks and pack trucks. And so tomorrow will be the big day.
At some points, that creek that runs right alongside the pit access road, that thing can drive right up to nothing. How much was that thing rushing when the rains came through?
What's that, buddy?
The little creek that runs next to the track. Sometimes that thing in the middle of summer can dry right up to nothing. Then at the same time, how much was that little spillway rushing when the rains came through, tied all that snow and the melt off happened?
Yeah, it was coming pretty decent. I'm lucky here at this at the track because the drainage is really good here.
Right,
parking lots and the pit area, just everything drained really well. You know, and makes things nice so it's not a sloppy mess. But yeah, our creek's up there pretty good right now. You know, I remember last summer, man, that thing was dry, and there was hardly anything left in the creek. But we got water now for sure.
the track itself, you know, we've talked a little bit in the past about how much new clay was put down. When the new clay was put down, it's had plenty of time to cure now, and that's what everybody's sort of focused on, looking forward to seeing what this track is going to do. One of the changes that was a byproduct of putting the new surface down was this front stretch wall. How much new clay, to start with, was put down on the surface in order to bring this thing up to where you needed to put a new front stretch wall in?
Well, honestly, there wasn't much of us. The front stretch wall in the center was always pretty decent, but the turn four and turn one, there really wasn't much wall there to begin with last year. And then, obviously, when I put all the clay on it, we put 308 loads of clay on it and brought the banking up more in four in turn one, two, three. So and then you really didn't have a wall left after I did that. So it looks really nice now. It's where it needs to be, and the banking's, I think everybody's going to love it. It's going to take the top side and make that just as good as the bottom now. And the middle lane looks really good, so I think it's going to be pretty sweet. But we won't know until we get a car on it tomorrow. But
right. How much feedback have you had from the sprint car teams looking to come and test?
Yeah, the sprint car guys are real excited. I mean, they always, you know, this track is really sweet for sprint car racing anyway, but you know, and a lot of the sprint car guys, they love coming over here to run. So we've had a lot of positive feedback from them guys. And, you know, we've got six sprint car shows this year, plus the Tony Stewart 410 sprints. And, you know, those guys are, everybody's really pumped up about getting on the track. And, you know, this new wall we got, and of course, our fence is pretty tall now. We've got four sets of cables that go through it. I mean, it's... it's a beefy fence to begin with, but now with that new wall in front, that'll really improve that. And so, yeah, these sprint car guys, they're excited.
So we're going to see open practice tomorrow. Bring whatever you've got and take a couple hot laps and tour the new facility with the new racing surface on it. $20 to get in the pits, free grandstand admission. So if you want to come out and check out some preseason action as everybody shakes down their cars, Friday night's a great opportunity to take that in as we lead up to next week's opener, next Thursday the 20th and Friday the 21st, big two-day opener for Outlaw Speedway. We've got the Empire Super Sprints launching their point season, the Patriot Sprint Tour and URC going to be on the card as well. 3,000 to win for the Modifieds, the Sportsmen are doing 50 laps, the Street Stocks, the Crate Lates, the IMCAs, four cylinders, 600 sprints. You guys, when you throw the first green flag, you're jumping in with both feet for sure.
Yeah, it's a hell of a schedule for sure. I mean, everybody, you can't leave anybody out because they all want to come and race. You know, we've got really good paying specials, and you know, all the divisions want to be part of the action. So that's why we did a 2-day show, so everybody could come play and be part of the spring nationals. And with you know, all the heats and B mains and dashes will be on Thursday night, and that'll be Thursday Night Thunder. And we're paying each heat winner $150 in each class. The consies get paid $150 in each class, and then the dash for cash, $150 for the winner in each class. And that'll set up the top 12 starting spots for Friday night's features. And then the modified dash will pay $300 to win on Thursday night. So it's a cool little, you know, scenario setup we got going on, something different. And, you know, everybody can come out and play, like I said, on Thursday night. It's 25 show-up points for all classes, all cars. And then Friday's all features only. So, you know, a lot of the fans, you know, if they just want to come out Friday night, and you get to see all the features. That's that'll be cool for them. And then the sprint cars will be on Friday as well. So we'll have all features, and then the sprint cars will run their heats, dash, and feature as well. So Friday night should be a hell of a show for the fans.
And you've got this is the first of the special challenge series races, correct? This is the lid lifter on a chance to take home some pretty serious money if you can win a certain group of races through the schedule.
Yeah, we've got the Insinger Performance Sunoco Fuels Outlaw Challenge. $40,000 to win, plus all the winnings from the races. So if a guy can do it, you're going to be up in the mid to high $50,000 range for winning those four shows. And then if you get three out of four, you get $20,000 plus the winning. So you're going to be in the mid to high 30s too. So that's an awesome deal with Sunoco Fuels and Outlaw Speedway to put together a deal for the modified guys to, you know, shot to win some big money.
Most of the support classes at this point pretty stocked. Everybody looking to come back and race at Outlaw again this year?
Yeah, everybody's been real pumped up. We had our Arnhem All Car Show. Mm-hmm. That was really good. We filled that thing full of cars and fans. And Saturday was awesome. But, yeah, everybody's excited. They can't wait to get going like we are. And, you know, we're going to run same divisions we ran last year. Mm-hmm. We are adding a IMCA hobby stock, pure stock class to the card every Friday night, and they'll run right after hot laps. So it won't take any extra time in the Friday night program to run the class. And we're going to try to build that up for the hobby stock racer. And so I think that's a real cool deal. It gives the guys an option to, like, you know, maybe can't afford to run into a street stock car, and they can run into a, you know, a V8 rear-wheel drive car. So, you know, I know how expensive this racing is, and, you know, if we can get another affordable class out there on the track for guys, I think it'll be really good for everybody. So that's a new addition this year.
Another new addition, the serious money being paid out for the modified guys on a weekly basis, 2,000 to win features, and that has drawn some new faces to the pit area at Outlaw Speedway.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We got Matt Shepard and Vic Coffey and his son coming, and quite a few guys coming this year to, you know, last year's field was awesome, the competition was, and, you know, with Alan Johnson and Steve Payne and, you know, Ron Cartwright, I mean, just everybody that raced here with us last year, it was awesome. And then you add these new guys to the field. You know, we're paying $2,000 to win weekly, $200 to take the green. You know, we pay $5,000 to win the championship, and I don't know, there's four or five shows that pay over $4,000 to win during the season, plus your Sunoco deal. So, you know, it's a really, really good deal for modified guys for sure.
And then in terms of what we're going to see with the sprint cars, we talked about how you're going to have a pile of 360 and even some 410 racing out there coming up this year. How difficult is it to put together a race with the 410s and get the 410s in the Tony Stewart crew that's going to be bringing that race in?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet that, you know, we got to put together a program with them guys and, you know, get them out here on the track. And I know they're pretty excited to come out here. They've heard a lot of great things with the sprint car guys, with the track and the shape of it. And of course, Tony Stewart, he comes here every year and watches up in the booth. And, you know, he was here last year during NASCAR race. And he came up and spent the evening with us. And so he was, he loves this place. And so it was a pretty easy phone call to make to get them to come over here for sure. But yeah, that thing is going to be unbelievable, that show. I tell you, everybody's pumped about the, you know, all our racing program that we have with our schedule. It's pretty aggressive and stuff. And the Super Dirt race, you know, it's going to be awesome. And, but I'll tell you, you wouldn't believe the people chatting about this 410 Tony Stewart show. I mean, I think it could be the biggest event ever in the history of the racetrack.
I don't, the 410s have never been there before, correct?
Never been here, no.
So, I mean, to have that as part of the card, again, that race is going to fall on July the 28th. you know, that's right at the end of the month of July, which is typically a pretty busy month for racing as a whole, right in the heart of summer. So you're gonna have the opportunity to draw pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a handful of tracks in the area that aren't running that weekend. Mm-hmm. They're always off that weekend of July. So what a perfect fit to put that on the card. And we're going to run just a four-class feature for the night. I know it's not on our schedule. We got to switch that up yet. But right. It's going to be the 410 sprints, big block, small block modifieds, and then we're going to run street stocks and four cylinders for that night. So we're just going to have four division car on that night. And, I think it's going to be, I know it'll probably be the biggest show in history here, but, along with that Super Dirt Car Series, you can't forget about that. I mean, there's never been a big block race here ever. There was a small block race back in the Lynn Huff days.
Yep.
That he had for the Dirt Series, but there's never been a big block dirt race here, so that thing should be unbelievable too.
That's falling on the 20th of June. The Super Dirt Car Series is going to be invading Outlaw Speedway for the first time with the big blocks, 100 laps the distance there. Dirt Car Sportsman Series also running in conjunction with the Fight Night Street Stock Series. And that brings you up to the only off weekend of the season is going to be the 23rd of June with respect to graduation and commencement ceremonies over there at Dundee High School. But other than that, it is stacked right front to top to bottom.
Yeah, we have we're off graduation night this year, and then we're off at end of August, so people can take a summer vacation before our final points race, which will be double points and stuff. So we got two nights off this week or this year, and we think we've got a full plate, and we're excited.
Yeah, Empire Super Sprint's going to be at Outlaw twice, basically within the span of a month. They're going to be part of Outlaw Spring Nationals weekend, and they're going to be back again on the, I've lost my spot, on the 19th of May, coming back for another event. ESS putting together a multi-race deal for competition over there. Also going to be part of the one of the postseason special event races, September 22nd, 23rd, the Outlaw Fall Nationals, 5,000 to win event with Patriots, ESS, URC Sprint Cars. And then you've got the modified Gunslinger 50 on the card for that weekend, Grit Sportsman, the Hoosier and American Racer Series combined event, the Street Stocks 1500 to win crate late models, IMCA Empire Series is going to be running that night, the four-cylinder Super Bowl Outlaw style, and then the 600 sprints. You guys are jamming a lot in 2 days that weekend too.
Yeah, that was a real big weekend for us last year. The Fall Nationals was huge, and so we're doing the same program we did last year with that, and that's a great event. I'll tell you what, we get more and more people camping every time we have a show. They know about the camping, and it's a fun little party atmosphere that we got going on up here, and it keeps on getting more and more campers every time we do a show, and the guys love it. They love the 2-day deals, so we've got that Dutch Hoke coming up after that.
Yep.
Which that was huge. We had 200 and some cars there for a 1-day show. I think it was 230 cars in 1 day. Of course, we had to postpone it to a Sunday, so I think we would have been close to 300 cars or over that last year for that race, and that's a huge memorial race for Dutch Hoke, and that's the 777 modified deal, 7,000 to win, 700 start. So that was with the sprint car show, and so that should be a real huge weekend for us too, and end of October to end the season.
Yeah, that's October 20th and 21st. That's the 777 weekend with the modifieds doing 70 laps, 7,000 to win, 700 start, ESS, Patriot, Sprint Car, Open Race, that's 3,000 to win, Crate Late Model Special, the Empire 100 for the Street Stocks, IMCA Special Event, American Racer, Hoosier Grit Sportsman also on there, the 4-cylinder Open, Outlaw Style, and the 600 Sprints. And that is the last show also in that Ensinger Performance Snoco Race Fuels Challenge. So it's the last opportunity for somebody to walk away with a pile of bonus cash. A couple of these sprint car events are combined races. How difficult is it to get the different tour promoters to go in on a combined race versus just hosting a standalone event at a track?
That's a great question. Well, basically, the Spring Nationals and the Fall Nationals, I want to open it up to the, ESS Patriot URC group, and then they have their point shows, too, that's by themselves throughout the season. So basically what I did was we gave Dean runs the, from ESS, will run the Spring Nationals, and then right. Mike Emhoff from Patriots will run the Fall Nationals, and then they each have their point shows during the year, and then Dean comes back and runs the Dutch Hoag Sprint Car Show. So it's pretty much even, you know, they each get three shows apiece to run, and but I'm working on them two guys to get them to work even better than what they are. We'll
right.
just put it that way.
June 6th, we mentioned ESS has their standalone show on May the 19th. Patriot Sprint Car has their standalone show on June the 16th, right before that big Super Dirt Series race. And then Tony Stewart's date again going to fall on July the 28th. The other event's going to be primarily combined. The 360 Patriot cars are going to be back on August the 4th. And again, we've got that off week on the 25th before we go into the back to school night with double points on the final points night of the season on September the 1st. But it's a huge schedule, aggressive schedule, and I know there's drivers and Outlaw Speedway staff alike have been chomping at the bit to get this racing action underway, because with all the improvements and the new track surface, the upgrades to everything that you've done, you're dying to see all that work come to fruition now and see cars running around the track and people in the grandstands.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to get it underway for sure. And, we can't wait to see all the fans again this year and the racers from last year. And I tell you, I got to say thanks to everybody that helps out here. I've got an awesome track crew and officials that work here at Outlaw Speedway. And, I can't do it without these guys and our great sponsors and partners that sponsor with us weekly. We can't do it without them. It's just it's a whole team effort. It's, sure. 53 people here on a Friday night to run the place. And, I just can't thank everybody enough for everything they do and to make this place the best it can be.
Do you still have both a modified and sprint car?
Yeah, I've got four modifieds, and we're going to do – we were going to have the sprint car ready, but it's probably not going to be until sometime this summer.
Yeah.
Before we get that thing going, but that's what we got so far now.
I had a question coming in from one of our listeners asking about how you go about putting a new wall in on a track after you've already put the clay in without disturbing the surface. Just to go cut all that old concrete out and put in new fence entirely and countersink it and everything, or do you just build on top? How does that wall come together?
Actually, it's a pretty slick idea what we came up with. We were going to rip the old wall out and redo a new wall, but being that the track's so wide that we had enough room to, we did jersey barriers and chinked them together. So it took some time to do it because you got to get the base done. And, we put crusher run down first and got it everything all leveled up. And then we put each block, so to speak, jersey barrier, one after another, and locked them together, and it turned out awesome. I mean, I'm really, really happy the way it turned out. So basically, it's saving the fence too, because the wall is right in front of the fence, and it turned out pretty slick. So I was very happy with the way we did it. And plus, when you're pouring a wall, you need about 23 days to cure time too. So for the concrete to cure. So we didn't have to worry about that. And we actually got a safer setup than we basically have two walls now. And the fence before was hooked into the wall. So now they can't, now it's not going to disturb the fence in the wall. So it worked out really well.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing it and up close, instead of just scoping it out on the pictures that you guys have been posting on your busy Facebook page. You made mention to some of the sponsors and how you've got such a huge staff that makes the Friday night programs work. Is there anybody that you wanted to mention in addition before we get out of here?
No, I'll just say thanks to all the fans that support us and come out, and all the racers that support us, and you guys for doing your show to keep all the fans up to date on what everybody's doing, and just the whole racing community in general. I mean, it's a sport that we all love, and you know, it's fun to be able to do what we do every week and go on from there. But yeah, just gotta say thanks to everybody.
Well, awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us for a little while. I know you got more work that you got to do down there, getting ready for practice launching tomorrow night. If you want to get down there, enjoy some free time in the grandstands and check out all the new paint schemes and before they get under real deal green flag action. Grandstands are free at Outlaw for practice tomorrow night, and then the season kicks off Thursday the 20th and Friday the 21st with the Spring Nationals down there at Outlaw Speedway. Tyler, man, appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon. Good luck with the openers.
Okay, bud, appreciate it, and thanks again for having me on tonight. Can't wait to see everybody tomorrow night.
We'll see you soon. Thanks a lot, Tyler.
See ya.
Always welcome to come on the show, Tyler Seary. Good conversation with him about his new walls and the new track and all the stuff that's been going on over there at Outlaw Speedway. Once again, Canandaigua Speedway is planning on racing. At this point, we wish them the best of luck. The forecast does not look as friendly, depending on what one you look at, I guess you should say, because Weather Channel, at one point today when I looked, it was about 100% guaranteed chance of rain through the middle of the day. If you look at another one that's more local forecasting, it said it was only about a 50% chance of rain, but hopefully all of that stays out of here and they can get their program again. Again, Canandaigua Speedway opening tomorrow. Friday night, 7 o'clock start, 360 wingless sprints, 305 sprint sportsman modified hot laps on the card. Saturday, starting at 6 p.m., 3,000 to win, 50 laps the distance for the big block modifieds. Grit Series Sportsman doing 40 laps. Street Stocks, new legend sportsman on the card there. Fulton Speedway, that's going to be open up right around the corner. That is the Finger Lakes, or excuse me, Central New York region opener for the Super Dirt Car Series. That's coming up in a couple weeks. The April 28th and 29th combined opener is going to be the first track point paying events for the Dirt Car Sportsman and Rush Late Models. They had planned on a test session last weekend, but again, that didn't get in. They're going to try to host a test session on the 22nd of April before the 100 Lapper coming up on the 29th. The schedule itself is going to have the Lucas Oil Empire Super Sprints in town on Friday, April the 28th at Fulton Speedway. The Central Region Dirt Car Sportsman Championship is going 40 laps in their high bank holdup event. Again, that's Friday. Modifieds and late models are going to be hot lap sessions. Pits open at 3, grandstands at 5, hot laps at 6, racing at 7, adult admissions. $20 on Friday night. Kids under 14 and under are 5. Saturday, the modifieds headline it with the 100 lap high bank holdup. And I gotta get that in for Creekside. I did have the email in my inbox from Stephen Ovens. We're gonna hit on Wood Hall here momentarily. I had the stuff there. We'll catch you here in a second. 100 laps the distance for the Super Dirt Car Series. Again, that's going to be on April the 29th. That's the weekly point openers for the Sportsman Late Models as well. Gates open at noon. Grandstands open at 2. Time trials at 4:15. The first heat's planned for 5. Admissions $25 for adults. Kids age 14 and under are just 10. So not a bad round of programming there. Woodhull Speedway, we heard mention of the Arnott Mall. They had some action over at Arnott Mall. They had the tire change competition. It's a heck of a thing to watch when they do that tire change competition stuff. It's one of those things that has really, really taken on a life of its own. It went away for a little while, but now it has since come back. And as we promised, race season right around the corner for Woodhull Raceway. And I completely lost my train of thought when I got the text message and trying to get back into it here. Woodhull Raceway is opening on April the 15th. It's going to be an awesome show. Steven's down at Woodhull right now hanging speakers. They got Saturday. There's a Crate Late Model 1,000 to Win event down there. It's $100 to start. at Woodhull. You can jump online and find more information there. WoodhullRaceway.com has all the details on their opening night of action. We had other results actually coming in, if you can believe that. Let's see. We got the – whoops. I'm all upside down now. It's falling apart as we go. There we go. Got it now. Pit gates open at 4 o'clock over there at Woodhull Raceway. Pit pass at $25. The front gates open at 4:30. Hot laps at 6, racing at 6:30 on the 15th. Again, that's the Crate Late Models, paying $1,000 to win in that one. So pretty nice schedule that they've put together for themselves, that season opener. The Crate Modified is going to be on the card as well, along with the Street Stocks, the Compacts, the Front Wheel Drives, the Warriors, Hobby Stocks. No full-blown Modified is going to be on the card until April the 29th, which is the full-blown Modified kickoff show over there at Woodhull Raceway. Over the weekend, we got a little bit more action in. As we work through some of the tracks on the periphery of our home coverage area, Andy Buchetti picking up his second career hard clay open, winning the 50-lapper at Orange County Fair Speedway as part of the Short Track Super Series. That was $5,000 to win. Sue Friesen was second, beat out Brett Hearn right in the late stages. Hearn was third ahead of Billy Decker, driving Jeremy Smith's backup car. Jeremy Smith owned number 91, and Tommy Meyer was in the top five. Matt Shepard took ninth. Local star, Tim McCready. Picked up a win in the Bad Boy 98 at Batesville Motor Speedway. He kept Scott Blomquist behind him to take the $20,000 to win honor. It was co-sanctioned by the Comp Cam Super Dirt Series and the Lucas Oil Late Model Series. It's his second of the season, and he didn't do it in any type of easy fashion. He had Scott Blomquist and Shannon Babb to keep at bay. Josh Richards and Don O'Neill filled in the top five. Tim McCready couldn't read the scoreboard at one point. Thought there was 30 laps to go, not three. Relieved to see the checkered flag at the end of that one. Oh, Brett Dale had some tough decisions to make and has opted to call the aluminum blocks illegal. Aluminum blocks, among other places, were under the hood of Ryan Kerr's number 1K that Rick Laubach was driving. And you know, Brett's a fair guy. Brett works real hard to make sure that the product he puts out there is good, fair, decent, and even. And after, you know, weighing with it himself, looking at research, asking opinions of other people within the industry, people that he considered close friends, there was a full story on Dirt Track Digest about it. He ultimately decided that they're not going to allow that. Because the car, in Brett's words, was outside the box and started to dominate. That's not fair. Then the tour goes away. It goes downhill. And then ultimately the tour goes away. It's a domino that they don't need to let fall. So they're going to nip it ahead of time. And at this point, everybody is going to just regroup. And at this point, it also looks like Kerr is going to be staying on the tour, continuing on with the Short Track Super Series. Another one of the points that Dale made was that the weight difference, a lighter car that's giving up almost 500 pounds could be struck, and that could result in some catastrophic damage as well, which nobody ever wants to see. This is going to be one of the last shows that the 31st Lap has. Not that we're going away, or that everything's over, or that the show's ending, or anything along those lines, but much to the contrary, we are going to have a new home. We have got the opportunity to relocate. So right now we're looking at April the 13th. So in 2 weeks, it would be April the 27th. We are going to be in the process of moving everything starting on the 27th of April through roughly the 8th of May as we move over to Academy Square here in downtown Seneca Falls. So not going to be having any programming on our next scheduled date, and it could be 2 weeks before any of the shows get back on. Final Round Podcast due up for everybody who is a weekly Motorsports Thursday listener here on Finger Lakes 1. Final Round is going to be back on the 20th. And before that, we're going to have Crash Course Podcast on Monday as part of the Demolition Derby Mondays on Finger Lakes 1. Crash Course now being backed up by the Golf J podcast, which airs throughout the course of the summer. So, well, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about when we do get back on the air as soon as we get there. Anyway, depending on how the schedules fall and everything, we'll have plenty of racing on deck by then. Great to have Tyler Seary on the show, and we wish the best of luck to all of our fans, listeners, and all the drivers that tune in on our bi-weekly schedule to talk a little bit about local motorsports action here in Central New York and the Finger Lakes region. Hopefully all the opening weekends are fast, they're dry, and they're not very expensive, and nobody has any major breakdowns. And we'll be following up with all that stuff here in just a couple weeks when we are back on the air at our new home over in Academy Square. So until then, keep an eye on the Facebook page for programming updates, and we'll see everybody again when we are back on the air, and it's probably going to be 3-4 weeks before we get back. Thanks for listening, and we'll see everybody next time.